Hi, I'm Sammy Nkrumah. Our father, Kwame Nkrumah, first president of Ghana, once said, "The result of new colonialism is that foreign capital is used for the exploitation rather than for the development of the less developed parts of the world. Investment under new colonialism increases rather than decreases the gap between the rich and poor countries of the world." And today, his words remain a warning we must not ignore. Across Africa, we hear talk of foreign investment, millions and billions of dollars promised to help our economies grow. But where does that money really go? Too often, it returns straight back to the investor with interest, with control, and strings attached. Western investments are not always about development. They are often about leverage. They come with conditions, economic reforms that harm the population, privatization, access to our resources, and long-term dependency. The result is a widening gap, not a narrowing one. A continent locked in a cycle of debt and dependency, unable to set its own course. But there's another way. The rise of BRICS. Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa has opened a new chapter. These nations, many of them from the global south, are showing that development can happen without submission, that partnership can be built on equality, not on domination. And now, with Egypt and other African countries joining BRICS, we have a chance to chart a different path. This is not about choosing new partners. It's about choosing new principles. An economy that serves people, not just profits. Trade that builds capacity, not just extracts wealth. Investment that empowers us, not enslaves us. Our father fought for an Africa free, not just from colonial flags, but from economic control. Today, BRICS offers a way to honor that vision, a chance to build a world where Africa stands on equal footing. Let us be bold. Let us seek alternatives. Let us not fall into the same trap twice. Thank you for listening. I'm Sammy Nkrumah, and I will see you next time here on RTI.